This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakraborty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We've heard a lot about the epidemic of opiate addiction and drug overdoses across Massachusetts in recent months. And today, municipal officials in Worcester are sounding the alarm anew.
Over the past week, suspected overdoses have killed at least 9 people in the state's largest city. So far this month, police have responded to more than 30 overdose calls and some 300 since the start of the year. So what's going on?
Among the suspected culprits, cheap, ultra-pure heroin, as well as heroin that might be spiked with potent painkillers or even rat poison. Whatever's going on, Derek Brindisi calls it a public health emergency. He's Worcester's public health director, and he joins us now. And Mr. Brindisi, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. We've been hearing, of course, about this opiate addiction crisis across the state for some time. What do you think is behind this sudden spike in Worcester?
Well, that's difficult to predict, but the Worcester Police Department is currently conducting an investigation to determine what may be linked to these 9 confirmed fatalities and a potentially a 10th one. What we do know right now is that in a very short period of time, within the first 7 days of the month of August, we've had 30 overdose response calls, and of those 30, 9, potentially 10, have resulted in death. So when we look at that number, that's an alarming number, where almost 33% of the overdoses in the city have resulted in death. And so that's unusual. I mean, we do know that overdoses do occur in the community. We do know overdoses are on the rise both locally and nationally. But for 33% of those overdoses to result in death is definitely a public safety and a public health threat.
Sure, yeah. Now, your police chief was quoted in the Boston Globe today talking about a batch of heroin currently circulating that is either extremely pure, possibly spiked with pain relievers, maybe even rat poison. And he said, quote, stay away from the heroin. It's as simple as that. So I'm wondering, is it as simple as that, do you think?
Well, the bottom line is stay away from all types of heroin, whether it's the heroin we're dealing with right now that could be cut with some type of unknown substance, or heroin that's not cut with an unknown substance. The bottom line is heroin is bad. It causes overdoses, and in some certain circumstances, it causes death. So that's easy for us all to say. It's very difficult for those that are addicted, those that are living with this disease of addiction, to not want to shoot heroin or find heroin that may be laced with other types of substances.
Mm. So beyond just sort of the general advice, stay away from heroin, what are you recommending that the city, the community do? What has to happen?
Well, certainly what we're trying to do is, on our end through the health department, is we're working with our local partners. So we have very close relationships with our substance abuse treatment providers, our local healthcare system, and we have dozens and dozens of community-based organizations here in the city that we've spoken to that have access to individuals that engage in such high-risk behavior. And so we've notified these organizations who have committed their support to reaching out and to finding these individuals, giving them information, one, of what's happening currently in the environment, but two, trying to give them resources that they can hopefully consider, go to institutions like AIDS Project Worcester and engage in the nasal Narcan project. Mm. Go to Learn to Cope and engage in their parent support group and Narcan program. Go to Spectrum or AdCare. They have detox beds and they have opportunities to get into treatment. So we're using this as an opportunity to encourage individuals to hopefully take that first step towards recovery.
Let me just ask you finally, you mentioned nasal Narcan. Many police officers across Massachusetts carry Narcan. This is a drug that can actually reverse the effect of an overdose. I understand police in Worcester will have Narcan in a couple of weeks.
That's right. So the Worcester Police Department, after Governor Patrick had declared a state of emergency against opiate overdoses, the Worcester Police Department stepped right up and they said that they want to participate in having their officers carry this nasal Narcan as a reverse antidote to opiate use. And so they've gone through the training. They've trained all their police officers at this time. We are currently in the process of receiving 200 doses of Narcan for our officers to carry. We expect, if things go as predicted, that we'll have those deployed sometime this weekend.
All right. Well, that's Derek Brindisi. He's the public health director for the city of Worcester. Mr. Brindisi, thank you very much for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And let's stick with this story for a few more minutes and move down the road to Taunton, which has also been dealing with this challenge. In fact, last March, Taunton was described as ground zero of the state's opiate addiction crisis. But since then, overdoses are down sharply in the city, just 26 since March. And we're joined by Taunton's mayor, Tom Hoy. And Mr. Mayor, welcome back to Radio Boston. It's good to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here today.
I'm just wondering, as we just heard from about the problem that Worcester faces, talk a little bit about what's been happening in your city since those dark days in March. What do you think has contributed to this decline in overdoses in Taunton?
Well, I think the main thing is that we took this conversation very public. It was as I think I mentioned, the last time I was on, this was a very difficult situation. It was, certainly the biggest challenge I've been faced with since I took over the office of mayor. And, it was one that wasn't taken lightly, but it was a decision that I made, to really take this public, to form the opiate task force, to have the public awareness events, to open up the schools and have this very public conversation. I think with the much of what's going on in Worcester, I can certainly sympathize with the drug being laced with fentanyl and other products, which leads to the overdoses. I think us taking this conversation public, I think played a huge role in what we're seeing right now. So I'm certainly proud of our reaction to this crisis. I'm proud of the way Governor Patrick and his team.
Is it fair to say, or is this too strong, that the crisis is over, at least in Taunton?
I would never say the crisis is over. Mm-hmm. I think it's a battle we're going to continue to wage. I think it's gotten better, but we're certainly not there yet. But I think what we've done is we've gave people hope, given people access to resources that they may not have had before. Let families know that they're not alone. Let's face it, no one sets out in life to become addicted to opiates. It just isn't it isn't one's life goals. But unfortunately, it happens. It happens to people from every walk of life. These drugs don't discriminate. So people, I think, often have that feeling of isolation. They have a feeling that they're alone. But there are many other people that deal with these issues. And I think from a strategic standpoint, it was great to get all these folks together and get people talking, and at least the community at large, understands what's actually going on.
And perhaps understands, too, what resources are available to them. And let me ask you about that, because as we know, earlier this year, Governor Deval Patrick declared opiate abuse a public health emergency. Just recently, he signed legislation to create greater access to treatment. Is that enough? What else needs to happen? Are you hopeful that things can continue to improve?
I certainly think we're on the right track. I had the honor to serve on the task force, and it was great to see all these various agencies, working together, for a common cause. I think one of the, the misnomers is that there are no... there isn't any treatment available. Well, there is, but I think the problem is that many of it's scattered, and it's very difficult if you don't understand the system to really get into the system. So one of the main things that I think is going to happen is going to be a centralized number set up that people can call and receive advice on where exactly to turn. I think much of like Worcester's dealing with, learning to cope has been fabulous, in the Taunton area. It's been existent for about 10 years, and it's really taken hold in this area as well. So there's just been so many factors that, contributed to the spike. Mm-hmm. And there's been many factors that have contributed to the sharp decrease. But I think the main thing is we didn't ignore it. I mean, that's something I'm proud of.
And some progress has been made. That's Tom Hoy. He's the mayor of Taunton. Mayor Hoy, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
When we come back, we'll take a look at what cutting-edge neuroscience has to say about the brain and morality. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.